have Joan Vion on today. It just kind of happened. We're going to have her, well, we'll phone her at the first commercial pause here, as I was a little late in getting up here to the office. But listeners, we have a mess in place, a created scenario that's going on a daily basis. It's called eco-terrorism. And Secretary of Defense Cohen made that statement way back on April 28th, 1997. That's the best definitive documentation you can have, listeners. Others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely, through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. I always seem to have to take it to the Security Council of the UN system, because here it is, a very secretive group meeting behind closed doors, of which our government is a part to. Our government at the top has been corrupt for decades. The impeachment of President Bush is just going to put another one in there to do the work for the UN system and the State Department. We have information regarding this situation with the State Department and where they are with their thoughts about what's going on. And United Nations at 60 from the U.S. State Department is very, very important information. Dennis has done tremendous work. I was up late last night, was able to see what he's put up for today, and much in research on the United Nations, as so appropriate it should be. Here it is, the 60th anniversary right now, right today. Is the press covering any of this? Well, they're doing this for a reason. The United Nations is not very popular with the American people, and that is exactly the way it should be. And how do we regain the control and structure of our country? Education, knowledge, numbers. Education, knowledge, numbers. That's what it is, listeners. It takes you and me together and everyone else associated with this network and other networks to come together to understand the big picture in place. Totalitarian command and control on us all. And sustainable communities are being built. Manipulative directions with the religions are being done. Our militaries, the global cop for the UN system, it's not Bush's military, it's the IMF's military, listeners, the International Monetary Fund. There's where the funding comes from, there's where the control is, there's where the Secretary of Treasury is, the U.S. Governor of the IMF. We will phone Joan Vion momentarily, listeners, and have her up for just this hour, as that's all she wants to be on for. I can't control that. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
About our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you.
Listeners, I'm here at the website of Joan Vion. It's not pleasant, just like my website. Joan, welcome to the broadcast.
Chris Gerner, hello.
A pleasure to have you.
A pleasure to be on your show, Chris.
Well,
you're a long-time activist. You've been hanging in. You've been through thick and thin. Thick and thin. That too, thick and thin, who knows. And you're still there.
It's all
God
frustrating.
Bless you.
Thank
yeah,
you,
it's Joan. It's very depressing. It's very frustrating, and what is even more disgusting is the American people are out to lunch.
Well, I'm sure there's more waking up, but I think as Secretary of Defense called it, eco-terrorism, I think we need your read on eco-terrorism. You conveyed to me a situation in Beirut for you at one time. But here we have Wilma moving up the East Coast, creating more damage, as we've had Katrina and Rita. What are your feelings about all that's going on with the weather?
Well, I've just written an extensive newsletter for people who are interested. It's been a while since I've been on your show, Chris. I'm sure I'm not unknown to some listeners, but let me just say that I'm a businesswoman. I have Vion Financial Services. I manage money. I give financial advice for a fee. And as such, I went to a UN conference 11 years ago in Cairo, which was on reducing the population. And I got my wake-up call there, and I saw world government to my shock and my horror, because nobody was talking about it. Nobody was calling it what it was, a world governmental system. You can call it the New World Order, but that really does not explain to most people what is happening. And so I started covering global meetings, and to date I have covered 71 global meetings around the world. I have been in the face of a lot of major people, major movers and shakers, and global decision makers. Some of them know my face. They may not know my name, but they know my face because I'm usually at as many key conferences as I can be at. And therefore, you know, it takes money. And I write newsletters. And I offer newsletters for subscription. I have an economic newsletter in which it comes out quarterly, and it's all about the global economic structure that we are in and how it affects our money. The other one is a newsletter on the geopolitics. It's called UN Watch. For 7 years, I've written it every other month. I'm now changing that as of the first of the year. It will be written 4 times a year. It'll be a substantial newsletter, but I just can't write it every other month. I've become a slave. I have no life other than constantly research and writing in between trips and taking care of clients. And so anyway, the most recent newsletter that I have written for UN Watch, it's a 3-month issue, meaning it covers 6 months because I was a little behind and now I'm ahead. And it's on Katrina. And it's available for $18. People can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. They can request an information packet. We'd be more than happy to send it out. The economic newsletter is $48 a year, $12 an issue, and it's very well researched. The most recent economic newsletter was the June issue, which was issued in August. And it's entitled Moving the World Towards a Global Tax and a Global Currency. I've been there. I've seen it. I've asked the right questions. We are in world government. It's not coming. There are many preachers out there who say that it's coming. It's not coming. It's here. And in any event, the bottom line is that these are things that I've researched, and these are the materials that I have. They'll help people wake up their neighbors, their friends, their loved ones. The bottom line is knowledge is power, and if you understand the day and the hour, you can pray more effectively, you can act more effectively, you can prepare more effectively, and you can stand in the gap, which is our God-given mandate, because if you have no idea what's going on, you'll just be like everybody else out in La-La Land.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And it would be my privilege to give you airtime if you want, anytime. You can take my show anytime you want to get your feelings to the listeners. You've done more work for all of us than anyone I know as far as this UN system. And the UN system, it's everywhere in America. People don't realize it. NASCAR even has a United Way car. Did you know that? The stock cars.
Mm-hmm.
The stock car racing. They have a United Way car for Katrina relief. It's so everywhere. The World Series, you see United Way on the backboard.
Yeah, NFL. Right. Well, United Way is right in the middle of the whole globalist agenda. And you really have to look at whether it's the United Way or whether it's the American Red Cross, whether or not the money's getting to the people, because the Red Cross, for sure, has certainly been in a number of schemes in which people get, I'm sorry this happened to you, letters without the money enclosed, because the Red Cross needs it for their operating expenses.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. So here we are with UN in America, and this is United Nations Day. There's plenty of information about that on our website that Dennis has proposed for us. But here we are in the middle of this next storm. What are your feelings about these weather anomalies?
Well, I believe they're man-made. And I think there's plenty of evidence out there. There's been a lot of research over a number of years. I remember last year I wrote a major newsletter on China and the South Seas disaster. And just as I was getting ready to mail it, a friend of mine from New Zealand sends me a package of information, and in it he has photographs of a buddy of his who was a tsunami test bomber pilot back in the 70s. And he told my friend that he was testing tsunami bombs, which was a joint project by the British and the American, to create tsunami. And, you know, he was dropping them from planes. And, you know, then they would go and do, you know, explode in the ocean and create a tsunami. And they were doing this from, at the time, it was a top secret base called the Garcia Diego in the South Seas. And, you know, so they were doing tsunami bombs back in the 70s. And, of course, most people know about the HAARP and the low electromagnetic frequency waves that they have been able to perfect. And there is more than enough information to show that these hurricanes, et cetera, have either been embellished or they've been created. You know, my newsletter goes into the whole agenda here. It's just amazing. Look, a week before the first hurricane hit, Katrina, Alan Greenspan gave a farewell speech at the Federal Reserve, the annual Federal Reserve meeting in Wyoming. And he basically said, hey, look, America's got to change her ways. They've got to start saving. We can't go on like this. We have a bubble in housing. You know, we've got to do something. Well, voila, Katrina. You know, it hit right. You know, if you had a common denominator to really slow the American economy or the global economy, does both, and you had a common denominator that would make Americans stop spending, especially using credit, it would basically be energy. You increase the price of energy, you increase the cost of everything exponentially, the price of all goods, because now it costs more to transport, plastics, medication, transportation period, whether you need to go to work or whatever. You have Americans, look at this, they're in the mouth of the lion, or the mouth of the dragon, if you will. You know, they've bit off a whole lot. They've got debt up to their eyeballs. They all have the SUVs. You know, there are people who've just bought $40,000-$50,000 SUVs that are only going to get maybe $18,000 in a trade-in. Okay, why? Because all of a sudden, the gas guzzlers are out. Now, hello, we've been there, done that. Remember the 70s?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, over a year ago, I wrote an economic newsletter called Does the Return to the 70s Equal the Death of the Dollar? All my clients were well-positioned to benefit, unfortunately, but they benefited by where the market is.
Joan Viana is our guest.
The weather.
We'll continue with Joan Viana on the other side. Listeners, vital information. It's the womensgroup.org. That's the website. It's the partner website's ours, the womensgroup.org. Stay with us. We will return.
Law process and communication. And the other one that they take away from them, well, those are the basic, reading with the look-see program without the phonics. That's why these children are so frustrated when they get between 6th and 8th grade, and that's where you have all this trouble. Because nothing, everyone can do whatever they want, and it's okay. And they test them again in 8th grade because that's another 4-year progress to see how the emotional part of the child when they're going into their teen years is exposing the moral value clarification that they've done. It has nothing to do with knowledge. Read the test, parents. Go there and read the test.
There you go, John. I appreciate it.
You bet. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for your help. Oh, boy. It's just amazing how all this is being engineered so well after all these years. And the facilitators that encourage people to follow along because it's the right thing to do. A perfect example of the dumbing down process in English is to listen to the interviews of sports figures on the NFL Network, on any ESPN show. A perfect example of the lack of knowledge of how to structure words is very well eclipsed in ESPN and their interviews, listeners. But they're making lots of money. But that's just a tiny, tiny percent of the population that make it to professional sports. Sean in Indianapolis, let's take Sean next, and then we'll go with Jeff and his information. Sean, welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to take issue with what that, the woman said about people not being able to produce. If they can't produce, they can't consume. Well, some of the most consumer-oriented people are people in comas. They keep, and the chronically ill, they keep the pharmaceutical industry up to snuff. And they consume probably 10 times as much per capita and money-wise as your basic individual.
Uh-huh.
And also, I think the reason why the schools and basically the media and everybody is teaching everybody communityism is that we're still a very segregated world, and that maybe if we work together on something, there won't be so much hate because we will be interacting with each other and we won't have any myths or any misconceptions about what one culture is really like.
Well,
so I don't think that there's like a big plot to euthanize chronically ill people. I have a disability, and I don't think anybody's trying to kill me. I consume a lot of medicine, so, I mean, obviously, the more sick people we have in the world, the more big business is going to rake in.
I appreciate your thoughts, Sean.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello.
Yes.
I have something from Agenda 21, Commission on Sustainable Development.
Uh-huh.
But first, a short disclaimer. I'm for UN flag burning rights and criticism of the United Nations, but in my opinion, this following opinion expressed in a UN session agenda item is good, even compared to the Deuteronomy rule in the Bible that where firstborn sons have the right to double inheritance from their dads. And this is what it says in the United Nations. Remove legislative, policy, administrative, and customary barriers to women's equal rights and natural resources, including access to and control over land and other forms of property, credit, inheritance, information, and new technology. So, in other words, the United Nations is not against confiscation of inheritance because it says right there that women have a right to inheritance.
I see. Okay.
And then, like, Scott Ritter was on Alex Jones, and he was a UN inspector, and I think he's somebody that was in the UN that did something good. So I'm just saying, I'm for people having the right to the... Did they burn the flags in Pennsylvania then over the weekend, or...
I don't know.
because I know you're...
I promoted it because Bob wanted me to, and I don't know what the outcome of that was.
Yeah, I think they have the right to do that, but then I appreciate you letting me to show you that I really did, you know, what you suggested we guys do out here and really look and see what it's saying.
Very good.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye. It is the Twilight Zone theme. Now we're talking about the the atomic bomb droppings again, the Second World War. Shoot, when you think about the Second World War, you think about the decimation of the military might of Japan. By 1944, it was gone for all intents and purposes. They weren't going to attack any other country. They were sitting ducks, and we had to... send our troops to Iwo Jima and Okinawa, where they'd had years to dig in, and according to the History Channel, all they wanted to do was take out as many of us as they could before they took themselves out. Isn't that correct, Barney?
Yeah, well, the idea is with the History Channel, of course, I don't believe the thing is they have on there because of...
And welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. Joan Vion will be back if you respond to her directions. That number is 301-371-0541. I've given her a standing invitation to take this show whenever she wants. Just take it on her own and just do her thing. 301-371-0541. And she will appreciate your response. As I will appreciate your response. That's 301-371-0541. Let's go back to the telephones. And Sheldon, hello, how are you today?
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted your listening audience to know that I'm going to be starting my own radio show. It'll be on Telstar 5, the same satellite that you use in the evening hours right now.
Uh-huh.
And for anybody out there that thinks it's difficult, it's not very expensive to... have your own radio show. All you need is a phone line at home and a KU band dish. And I'll probably be over on Star 5 or Star 6, and I believe you're on Star 2 right now.
I'm not sure anymore.
But I'm going to be over on the same channel that some of the Genesis shows are they're going to be putting on, and also James McCanny.
Good. Very good. You have to make sure the little one's in the other room.
Sorry about that, Chris.
That's okay. It's just... for your own radio show, you'll have to make sure she's in the other room, that's all.
Yeah, definitely. And the reason I decided to go ahead and do this, because I don't think this weather modification stuff is getting enough exposure, and it needs to be exposed, because these people are killing thousands of people with their weather control technology right now.
Absolutely. Weather modification and wars are the primary example of creating poverty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
And if anybody wants to... tune into it. It'll probably be on within the next 2 or 3 weeks. That's a Telstar 5 satellite, and all you need is a small 31-inch dish with a digital KU band receiver, and you can get the complete package for under $200 if you look on the internet for it.
Very good.
So,
well done, Sheldon.
Have a good one, Chris.
Thank you. We'll look forward to hearing Sheldon in the future. Dave Wilson. Hello, Dave. Appreciate your thoughts.
Hey, and I'm thrilled to have your network on WWRB. I wasn't too familiar with it, Chris, and I've been listening now to, I've only heard a few of John's programs. Yesterday was just terrific, and I was really interested in your program with Dr. Boyd Graves and the programs with Don Harkins, and I just want to say welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
And I also have a book sometime if you want to interview me. I'd love to come on. And could I tell your listeners when they can hear me? Our program is a small program financed by my husband and me. And I've been through quite a few health struggles, too, so I identified with you. Could I tell them when to hear us?
Certainly.
Thank you. 5.745 is the frequency, and we're on from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, Monday through Thursday. Monday through Wednesday is an hour. Thursday is only a half hour. And then on Sunday evenings, we're on at 9:30 p.m. on 3.185. And we do a little satire, too. You know we have to keep each other's spirits up. And, Chris, I really think more people are joining. But one of my characters is Sally Lou Pockets. And Sally Lou is the hypocrite minister's wife, and she's flying her UN Day flags on her SUV because she thinks whenever the whole system comes in, her husband, Pastor Pat Pockets, will be elected czar of the worldwide ecumenical movement. But you know, Chris, sometimes she has second thoughts when she thinks about the Hitler times when they took the little children by the arms and legs and threw them in the truck. Then Sally Lou isn't quite so sure that she wants to go along with this system, Chris. So that's one of my characters, Chris. And we just really appreciate what you're doing. And when Joan Vion was giving her excellent information, I thought that maybe your listeners were not familiar with the Global Biodiversity Assessment document. In Section 12.2.3 states, could I read two paragraphs?
Go ahead.
Thank you. The Western worldview is characteristic of large-scale societies heavily dependent on resources brought from considerable distances. It is a worldview that is characterized by the denial of sacred attributes of nature, which became firmly established about 2,000 years ago with the Judeo-Christian Islamic religious traditions. The worldview of traditional societies tends to be strikingly different from the modern worldview. They tend to view themselves as members of a community that not only includes other humans, but also includes plants and animals, as well as rocks, springs, and pools. People are then members of a community of beings, living and non-living. Thus, rivers may be viewed as mothers. Animals may be treated as kin. The many restraints on the use of natural resources, protection of sacred sites, may have evolved culturally in response to the need to ensure more sustainable use of biological populations and conservation of biological diversity. And I don't know about you, but I think I'm worth more than a wolf or a rock.
Yeah, we're being compared to rocks. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is. And the one caller you had, a prior caller today, I didn't want to scare her, but I do think there's enough documentation that a world population reduction movement is underway with chemtrails. And by the way, my book, I'd love to come on sometime and be interviewed by you for an hour.
What's your book?
My book is Patriots Warning 1, and the second book, they're a set. The second book is Patriots Warning 2, Chaos and Chemtrails.
Mm.
First one is America Attacked, and in the first one, I go into some of the educational changes, some of the religious background, and actually the story of the Flight 93 Bible, which not too many people know about.
Do you have a website?
Yes, but I'm not sure it's working too well right now. And I have been in contact. I called John Statmiller one day, and I'm going to be sending him a book. And I'd be happy if you guys look it over to let you have it to sell it. Radio Liberty has it. You
okay.
Know, I'm a friend of Dr. Stan. I think he is very true blue. But I really like your network. It's very refreshing to me, and I get a very sincere sound from all of it. So, you know, I am somewhat known. I'm not a famous person like Joan Vion in the Patriot community yet, but I'm doing my little part, and I have been interviewed on Call to Decision and by Dr. Stan 3 or 4 times. So anytime you'd want me to talk about my information, by the way, a lot of it is documented from Don Harkin's newspaper.
Uh-huh. Why don't you plan on coming on this week? What's a good day for you?
Well, any day. What's best for you?
Wednesday's fine.
That would be great. What time, Chris?
2:00 Central.
Great.
Okay.
Now, should I call you, call the number, or will you call me?
Well, you're welcome to call this number or leave your number with the board operator, and we'll call you, whatever you prefer.
Doesn't matter.
That'll be this Wednesday.
All right.
Okay.
Should I just stay on the line and give them my number?
Why don't you?
Well, thank you so much, and welcome.
Very good. Thank you, Elizabeth. Let's go back to John. John, welcome.
Chris, I apologize for taking up more time, but I just would like to respond to the one gentleman. He's right that parents can refuse this, but this is given to children without any parental knowledge. And so the parents don't even have a clue as to what's taking place in the class because none of this information gets taken home. It's not graded on. It goes in the portfolio. And for the high school proficiency test, they took the money that they got from the tobacco settlements and tied it to that test because so many parents were becoming aware of what was taking place.
Wow.
That they said, well, if your child takes this test and they pass it, they'll get $2,500 scholarship for college.
My goodness.
These people are coming in from all different angles, and of course it's illegal to have psychological testing.
So in other words, the parents may not be aware that this is even happening.
That's exactly what I am trying to expose, is that they have to go there, read the curriculum. The curriculums are tied to the test, which is developed by behavioral psychologists in the region that their school, their state is in. This whole country is broken up into educational regions, and the whole curriculum is there to change behavior and values that have been established, and it's totally, totally disgusting. And also to dumb down the kids to take away their problem-solving skills. And thank you, and God bless. And be vigilant, parents. Go and read those tests. Your child may not be getting an 8. Have them read to you to see if they can read, really read, and have them develop a sentence and a paragraph and see if they can do a small book report, because these are the things that will show that they are not getting what they're supposed to be getting.
Very, very good. Very important, John. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, vital. Vital. In other words, the parents may not even be aware, because the husband and wife are off working to try and support the family because it's so expensive to maintain a family today. And there's where the crux of the situation is. A perfect example is Darren Weeks, and his homeschooling desires had to be shuffled into the public school because both the husband and wife could not sustain, and that's a bad word, could not keep the educational system going in their household, so they had to put the children in public schools. Sad commentary for our country, listeners. And there it is. John, or Roger. Hello, Roger.
Thanks, Chris. Not so much a substance, but a programming note is I just noticed this last Saturday that RBN has now a pretty full lineup there on the same frequency of 11.920, filling that vacuum on Saturdays. I think it ran up to about 7 p.m. Eastern time. And just to throw in now that 50-50 frequency that RBN will be picking up shortly, you might catch, if the folks don't catch Elizabeth at 5.745, sometimes they give her a gratis also on 50-50 broadcast. And I was, I don't know if you, how prevalent the problem is, but that man drops out like the last hour of Statmiller.
It just depends on the location.
Yes, I was hoping
where you
were. I was hoping they'd be getting a lower frequency at least for the last hour of the show, maybe even second last hour. And God bless y'all.
Thank you, Roger. So the situation is quite apparent on UN Day, listeners. Quite apparent. And I look at some information I'm trying to send to someone who's going to be doing a presentation on Halloween, and I've compiled a lot of paperwork, and I see the implementation of Agenda 21 in the outcomes of the World Summit on Sustainable Development. This is from Ambassador Sichin Siv, U.S. Representative to the United Nations Economic and Social Council.